Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Here we go, hour four of the nation. Time now for what you drinking and what you thinking here at 877-881-1053. Go ahead and call in. Jacob Ray's in for Lucius today. He'll get you screened up, and in just a couple of minutes, you'll be telling us what you are drinking and what you're thinking here on 105.3 The Fan. As always, we go around the broadcast position. We reveal what we are drinking and thinking, and then we'll get out to your phone calls here again at 877-881-1053. Crack them if you got them. It's quitting time on a Friday. It's an extra special Friday. It's a quadruple witching Friday here in the markets, but it's also a holiday Friday with a lot of people taking next week off and the New Year's week off as well. That vacation buzz is definitely in the air. We'd love to hear from you. Currently, I'm working myself about halfway through my second 20-ounce Diet Coke of the day, Brian. And I'm thinking we might have a new trend of universities looking for any questionable behavior from their coaches and firing them with cause to save money.
Yeah.
Now, I'm not sure how I feel about this. I think it's probably a good idea if you're the university. But, I mean, if I'm the agents, I'm going to start punishing universities if you try to get away with this stuff. Okay. It's one thing if it's what happened with Sharon Moore.
Mm-hmm.
We go to Ohio University, where football coach Brian Smith is out. Reports say he had romantic relationships, including one he admitted to with a student, as well as an allegation of public intoxication in a letter stating his intent to fire him for cause. The problem with this is there's no university rule about having a relationship with a student. So maybe the university should have been like,
Ohio University does not have a rule.
They don't have a rule about that. Wow. And he is saying, all I was doing in my office was what every other coach in this athletic department does. We have cocktail hours sometimes. So did I catch a little bit of a buzz while hanging out with the other coaches and toasting to their success? Maybe. But this is something that every coach in your athletic department does. So they say he carried on with this type of behavior, but he's fighting it. And his attorney, Rex Elliott, is going after him. Stated that Smith did not participate in an extramarital affair, and you know it. He says Elliott added that Smith and his wife separated earlier this year, were going through a divorce, and were living apart during the fall.
Right.
So there's just technicalities.
He was with somebody that he was already somewhat in his mind. He was single.
Yeah, I'm out of here. Yeah, so maybe it is a little bit scandalous that I'm getting a divorce and I have a girlfriend already, but this isn't any sort of an effort.
I wonder if the young lady led to the divorce for him and his wife.
I mean, all fair questions, you know, but there's a burden of proof that's out there. I think these universities, they have so many millions and millions of dollars that they can recoup. I think it's worth a shot.
Sure.
But I wonder if it might end up biting them and to what extent this will continue. I think if you're getting ready to fire a coach, you got to do a thorough investigation,
right?
Put a little PI on the tail and see what you can come up
with. Absolutely.
Yeah. What are you drinking and what are you thinking?
Yeah, I earlier had my green tea, and I'm trying to be creative with it the way I'm doing it. We don't currently have an ice machine in our office. We're working on that. I'm sure we're working on it. But so I'm having to like brew the iced tea, put it in a glass, then put it in the freezer.
Okay.
And then like 30 minutes later, go get it.
Okay.
So I'm really struggling. I love, you know me, I love my green iced tea. So I'm just trying to work on that. What I'm thinking right now is, though, this whole thing with Diggs.
Yeah.
You know, it's just amazing the amount of emotions. And I say this in a way of, like, trying to be accurate and try and help our fans understand. And I'm the, hey, I want him to play. Let him play to, wow, it doesn't seem like that he really cares about football, and he's not willing to do everything he can. And then all of a sudden, well, hey, you know, we have a couple of injuries. Well, we need to have him play, and
everything's and going just, great now.
Everything's going great, and I can only imagine what's going on over there. Honestly, I hope that Diggs works. I hope for himself it works out. You know, I know that we've all kind of trying to run down the stories of, you know, there's people that when you ask the questions, they're tired of answering questions about him,
mm-hmm.
you know, and they're like, so hopefully he goes out there, plays at a high level, see what happens in the next 3 weeks when the season's over. He might be a cap casualty. He might be a guy that Jerry Jones wants to keep around. But if he could give them a level of competent play for the next 3 weeks, you know, by all means, that's something they sure can use. This season defensively has been just a real mess overall.
It is disappointing that it's at this point now that we're getting Diggs back, because the ceiling for this defense was with him and Bland playing together, and now Bland is out. But if you missed it at the top of the show, Brian brought us, broke the news for us that, in fact, Trayvon Diggs is going to play this weekend and, you know, give the Cowboys at least a better chance of defending Justin Herbert and that trio of very quality wide receivers.
And the tight end, Gadsden,
You got four guys to worry about. Let's go into the Pimp Cup, where Jacob Ray has been doing a hell of a job. And what are you drinking and what are you thinking, buddy?
I'm drinking some high-quality H2O out of my 60-ounce Yeti. Ice cold. Brought some ice from home. Shout out, Broadus.
Yeah, there you go. Not that smart. You went to Tech. I went to LSU.
You got to think ahead in these matters.
I'm not
thinking
ahead at all. I'm just kind of thinking, well, one day I'm going to show up and an ice machine is going to be here.
Which it probably will.
I know it will be. One day it will be here.
And I'm thinking that tomorrow night my Chicago Bears can do some help to the Dallas Cowboys and knock that Green Bay Packers pick down a couple slots.
Yeah.
Maybe bump them out of the playoffs, take control of the NFC North. Who knows? But I don't think they lose twice in a row to Green Bay, especially not at home.
Yeah, that's what I'm banking on, baby. And then they have Baltimore next week, and what kind of a game could Lamar Jackson put together against them? And by the time they get to Week 18 against Minnesota, the Packers might already be out of that thing if Detroit wins as well. This could get really, really interesting with two picks in the top two-thirds of the first round. All right, let's take these phone calls then at 877-881-1053. Only two rules here in what you drink and what you think, and you got to answer the questions, and you can't be operating heavy machinery, which does include an automobile at the time of your call. Jacob, where are we going?
Let's go out to Polo and Garland first.
What's going on, fellas? It is so happy Friday. I've been waiting a week to call y'all. There's just so many things on my mind. I'm sorry I'm not drinking anything. I'm doing my homeboy tattoo as we speak.
Nice.
What I'm thinking is, I got a question for my boy Broadus. Okay, every year y'all boost up Allen, South Lake Carroll, all these schools, but all these Southern schools, while the African Americans go to, y'all don't say nothing about them on the radio and the news, nothing.
Polo.
It's always Mike Lindsey, or I'm in South Lake Carroll.
Polo.
I'm in Frisco. But y'all don't never say that about South. These boys couldn't go to the championship 5 years in a row. Ain't no South Lake Carroll. Allen never did that. I know my boy Colin Murray did his thing at Allen, but no. And then you got DeSoto. Okay, I got a question for you. This is my question for you, Broadus.
Yeah.
The University of Texas hired Charlie Strong a couple years ago. Only African-American coach ever coached in Texas.
Sure.
You see Sarkisian dumb butt that keeps on getting all these so-called five stars across the country and can't recruit his own state because you don't even really need to go out of Texas to recruit nobody. Do you see Claude Mathis maybe replacing him at Texas in a couple of years? Because he got that boy running, Shawad, what's his name? I can't think of his name. Because I think the money too white in Texas to get another black coach. What you think about it? Because Sarkisian ain't nothing. Bye.
There he goes, Polo and Garland on brand. Brian, how do you react to those thoughts?
First off, I'm a DISD kid myself. So, yeah, I know all about the South Oak Cliffs, the Roosevelts. I played against them all, you know. But I have the utmost respect for those programs, and I feel like that they don't need me to talk about them because they're already damn good. These are state championship programs and stuff like that. So, you know, my apologies to Polo. Doesn't think we talk about them enough, but I am a DISD kid. Claude Mathis, what he has done has been incredible. Steve Sarkisian, I'm going to say this. If that Alabama job comes open, I would be interested to see if Steve Sarkisian would try and kind of channel. Now, he's been firing some coaches. I shouldn't say fire. He's been replacing defensive coaches down there in Austin. And so it makes it seem like that he would be like to stay here probably. There's been some rumors about him. But if that Alabama job, I'm going to include Sarkisian. I'm going to include my guy at LSU who just got the job. That thing, I think, will go crazy. I don't think people are totally interested in what's going on at Michigan. But if that Alabama job comes open, that is a whole different animal. But to his question about the Texas job, why not? You know, Claude's proved that he can coach. So, but would he want to do that? It's a whole other thing.
Joey McGuire is showing that the path can be traveled and thrived in.
Joey McGuire, if I was Texas, I would sure in the hell. I know Joey McGuire just signed a new contract. I'd sure in the hell talk to him. He's got it figured out. He knows how to evaluate players, too.
At 877-881-1053, that opens a line for you if you want to get in. Where are we going next, Jacob?
Here we go. Nick in Stephenville.
We driving home today from Arlington back to Stephenville, Texas, after winning our seventh.
Congratulations, state
championship,
man. Well played.
And a cold bottle of water.
Let's go.
Go Jackets.
Well played.
You have yourself a good time?
Oh, it's a blast. Nothing like watching Stephenville win another one.
Yeah. How much of the town was in there today?
It was a packed house for such a small town.
Yeah.
I love that, man. Thank you, Nick. Have a great weekend, and congratulations to Stephenville. Hanging number 7 up there. What a powerhouse.
How about that? That's nice.
What are some of these schools like? We're watching Carthage over here.
Yeah.
They're up 35-0 with 8:44 to go in the third quarter.
I think
this
would be their 11th state title, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah.
Yeah, they're just rolling them up. I wouldn't be surprised if Tim and Carthage can lob a call in here.
Yeah.
He's no doubt in the stadium as most of that town is, but it's just incredible how some of these programs, they get something going with a coach, they get momentum going, and then all of a sudden you get kids who are good in middle school wanting to move there.
I asked you, how's a town of 700 people like every year have a state finals team?
Yeah.
I mean, what are we doing? I think we're doing some outside recruiting there.
Oh, absolutely.
I think we're bringing some kids into Carthage is what we're doing.
You gotta figure out a way to get these families to relocate when you're cruising around in the lower ages.
They are doing a great job. They really are.
Where are we going next, Jacob?
Let's go out to Tyler and Hazlitt.
Tyler, what you drinking? What you thinking, buddy?
Oh.
Have we lost Tyler?
Tyler?
We've lost Tyler.
Okay. Who's next?
Happy holidays, sir.
Let's go to Rafa and Lake Travis.
Rafa, what you drinking? What you thinking, buddy?
I'm waiting for my daughters because I was supposed to like pick them up for like 2 hours and then go spend time with them. But what I'm thinking is, I just want to give a shout out to like everyone that deals with like mental health problems, that deals with either panic attack, anxiety attack, all types of whatever. You guys matter. You know, I know in tough situations or like the month of December, it could get like hard for like people. Also, I want to give a shout out to like the people that, you know, like, that likes to take care of everyone else, and at the end of the day, they don't really get taken care of because they just like putting all the effort into everyone else. So shout out to all of you guys. Shout out to Broadus for, you know, always working like a lot, either Sundays, Saturdays. I don't even know. Like, I just be loving whenever like I'm tuning into 105.3 The Fan. I hear Broadus. Also, Fred.
Yeah.
He'd be working really hard. And guys, just happy holidays and thank you for everything that you guys do.
Thank you, Rafa.
Thanks for the words, man. Well said.
That opens a line at 877-881-1053. And appreciate that reminder and that salute to the people struggling with mental health and anxiety and panic and all that.
Especially the holidays this time of year. Yep.
Yeah. Okay, where are we going next, Jacob?
Got Black and Gold in Red Oak.
What's up, buddy?
Yo, what's going on, fellas?
How are we doing, sir?
I'm drinking a bottle of water right now because I'm still driving home.
Good.
But I'm thinking, I'm thinking that I am ready for this offseason to get here. It cannot get here quick enough for me, man. This has just been a terrible football season for my team, at least. And I don't know. This is one of the worst seasons I remember. Even though, like, this is worse than the 3-13 season, I think. Cause, I don't know. It's just so fresh. But, yeah, I'm ready. Of course, I'm going to finish watching the games. I'm going to watch the playoffs and watch the Super Bowl. But, yeah, man, I'm ready for the offseason because this has just been rough.
Yeah, I think Cowboys fans can agree with that. Yeah. Although,
I'll probably feel the same.
Yeah, absolutely. I think back to back years, Cowboys and Saints feeling the same way by the time we get to the end of the year. Do you feel like there's a decent chance?
Before I go to song I would recommend, Check It Out by John. And y'all have a great weekend, fellas. And I'll talk to y'all next week.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate you.
Thank you, Black and Gold B.
Happy holidays.
Yeah. Decent chance they found their quarterback at Tyler Shuck. What do you think about that?
Man, you know what? I'm not going to lie to you. I I have yet to watch a Saints game.
Okay.
I'm sorry. I get, you know, what happens to me is the pre and the post and the games, and I keep up with the opponents, but I have yet to watch the Saints play. Has he played at a high level? Is he played? Because I didn't think he was great in college, you know,
okay.
So I was kind of like, well, but I couldn't tell you if Kellen Moore's got him playing great or not.
Well, the thing that's happened for him is he's made some passes down the field and into the middle of the field that might be more than what you'd expect from a rookie drafted when he was drafted. Was it late first round or was it second round there for Tyler Shuck? He's completing nearly 70% of his passes. Quite a few of them are checkdowns, has 6 touchdowns and 5 interceptions. But I think they're encouraged enough to maybe want to give him a second season there at the helm after moving on from Spencer Rattler at 877-881-1053. Kellen Moore maybe doing a nice job putting him in a decent position to succeed. What you drinking, what you thinking, brought to you by our friends at Jake's Burgers, a great place to go watch the game tonight.
Yeah.
Get an amazing burger and something cold to drink. Where are we going next, Jacob?
Let's kick it out to Mike in Garland.
Michael.
Good afternoon. How y'all doing?
Excellent. Thank you.
Okay, so I got four things. I got three things, and I'm just going to make it quick. So Cooper Flagg, he's a monster. Everybody doubted him when he first got in there because what he was doing. But he was a rookie. He was young. But I've been going to the games a lot. I've been to maybe 10 games already at home games.
Good for you.
And, nice. Man, he's a beast. He's going to be – hopefully he said he wants to stay, and hopefully they don't trash him like they did last time before with Luka.
Sure.
And then second of all, Texas Tech, I think they could take it all the way. A lot of people saying –
wreck him.
They didn't play nobody good. But the thing is, college has changed. It's not the same like it used to be. Mm. I mean, I think anybody in the playoffs could take it right now.
Sure.
I'm not saying anybody. There's a couple of teams that shouldn't even be in the playoffs. And then Jake Paul, man, that's a joke.
Okay.
I boxed for about 10 years. I went to the gym with Swavey with Garden Police.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
I went there for about 10 years. I know him real good.
Great.
And I know boxing, and that's just a joke. I mean, that's sad for boxing that they even allow that to happen. And
Fourth thing.
I just want to ask you a question.
Sure.
When did y'all think in Cowboys season that they should have started tanking? And that's it for me. I really do appreciate y'all taking my call. Have a good, blessed weekend.
Thank you. Happy holidays. When should they have started tanking? Is that what he's asking?
Yeah. I would say they shouldn't have started tanking until now.
Yeah. I mean, the way Philadelphia was playing, there was no reason to tank.
What was it at the bye? 3-5-1?
Yeah.
Still in there?
Yeah. I mean, Philadelphia was not – I mean, there was – Philadelphia was kind of sputtering oil.
Yeah.
You know, and if he'd have won some games along the way, Lions game, this Minnesota game, you know, you could have been right in the middle of all this. You could have – you never put enough pressure on Philadelphia.
No.
Man, that was a problem.
No, and, you know, right now you should absolutely be tanking to preserve all of your health for next year.
Yeah, tank – well, if Philadelphia were to lose Saturday night or Saturday
– okay, yes.
You got to play.
Good clarification,
but if the Chargers come in here and find a way to win 28-24, then now preserve the health the rest of the way.
Yeah, Jerry Jones talking this morning again more about just the idea.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Idea of having more cap space than they have in previous years, and maybe, you know, their lack of aggression at the deadline or earlier than that to fix corner. Like, to me, this year, there was so much good going on. Jake Ferguson was with us yesterday at this time, said this is the best offense he's ever been a part of at any point in his life. There was so much good going on this year. I would have actually much earlier in the year gone for it a tremendous amount. They're carrying over $23 million in cap space for next year. I just hope they have massive plans to truly go for it in a proper way. And yeah, Cooper Flagg just continues to put on a show. He's way ahead of schedule. And, you know, with the early season struggles now well in his rear view, two things happened. Number one, I don't know why he was playing point guard, but then last week his teammates were like, dude, you need to be more aggressive.
Yeah.
You know, we need you to go be more of a scoring guy. And as soon as the three-point shot starts falling, and I have faith that it will, he's going to quickly move into top 20 players in the game, then top 10 players in the game. And we'll see after that if he can continue to climb that ladder. And yeah, he said he wants to be here his entire career. To be a one uniform guy, so let's go ahead and make that happen. And now that Nico's here, I don't think there's any concern about that, and I don't think there would be even if Nico was here, because he's a two-way player. You know how much of a blessing it is when your best player is also going to be not only your best defensive player but one of the better defensive players in the entire league. It's just an absolute home run, and the basketball gods definitely were smiling on us when we lost Luke and instantly delivered Cooper Flagg. Who's next, Jacob?
Let's go over to Rodeo Ron.
All right. Ron.
Well, boys, only thing I'm drinking is a little bit of Dr. Pepper because I'm still on the clock. Okay. And I'm thinking, I can't wait to get to that dang liquor store and get me a bottle of Jim Beam.
Let's go.
Other than that, hey, I just want to say Merry Christmas to all you guys, man. I love you guys. Merry Christmas to all the Tolos.
Thank you, man.
I hope you'll have a safe week next week. And if I don't talk to y'all before the new year, Happy New Year, too. But remember one thing, if you're not hanging out with Rodeo Ron, drinking Dr. Pepper, trying to get to the dang liquor store to get some Jim Beam, listen to that 105.3 The Fan, then where the F you at, baby?
There you go,
Let's
sir.
Let's go, Ron. Thank Have you. Yourself a great there, night. Yeah. Been a long time since we had a sober call from Ron.
Yeah, that was...
Didn't think he had it in him.
I thought for a while there he did have it in him. It just really didn't last very long. But hey, glad to hear he's okay.
Yeah, I figured Ron would have got a job where his boss was all right with him getting hammered.
Let's go back and relive that. Was that one of those shocking moments on what you think, what you drink?
When he went sober for 45 days
He was calling up, and then all of a sudden it was just whoa, what just happened? We all kind of looked at each other like, whoa, what did we just do?
It was odd because, I mean, for that entire stretch of time, he was still calling in and saying, if you're not hanging out sober with Rodeo Ron, where the bleep you at? I thought he was going to be one of those guys that totally turned it a 180 and was captain sobriety for the rest of his life. But
he knows
how to have a good time.
He knows how to have a good time. We love him for that.
Yeah, we sure do. Any other calls, Jacob, before we get out of here?
Yeah, let's throw it over to Brandon in Alito.
What's up, Brandon? What you drinking? What you thinking?
What's up, boys? Hey, General, you forgot the golden rule of what you drinking, what you thinking, so I'm going to go ahead and ask it. How you boys doing tonight?
Amazing. How are you?
I am drinking an ice-cold Miller Lite, and what I'm thinking right now, hey, shout-out to Kavanaugh. I'm curious, when was the last time that an NFL team ended up with back-to-back picks without trading back into the first round? And the way it's shaping up right now, there's a pretty good chance that the Packers pick and our pick might be back-to-back. And I'll say one last thing before I let you guys get on break, before the expressway here, and before we take over. I just want to say that at least in DFW, we have three good general managers. We got Jim Neal with the Stars. We got Chris Young with the Rangers doing the best he can with the little amount of money that he's got. And we got Gavin Spittle out there being the best general manager he can be for you guys. Y'all take it easy, boys. I'll talk to you soon.
Love it, Brandon.
Happy
Have a great
holidays,
weekend.
Man.
Merry Christmas and all that. That'll do it for What You Drinking and What You Thinking, brought to you by our friends at Jake's Burgers. Head to one of the DFW Jake's Burgers locations for a delicious burger, something great to drink, and football on TV all weekend long. It's a heck of a hangout.
Get you some onion rings while you're at it, too.
Those
onion
are amazing.
Rings, turkey burger. They got it all there.
Good all right. You. We got G-Bag of the Day coming up on the other side. Then we'll do some LA Live and take you all the way up till 7 o'clock before we hand it off to the Fan After Dark, and we're back with more here in the G-Bag Nation. I want to chat Frankel's with you before we do anything else, though, because if you're hurt in an accident due to somebody's negligence, you're going to love having the Frankel's on your side. Scott, Mark, these guys are the best. They will absolutely fight to make a full recovery for you. You don't want to settle for less, because these settlements can be six or seven figures quite easily when you think about the losses that you've incurred, the pain and suffering maybe for decades that are going to be on board for you, going to get around differently for the rest of your life, might have to change careers. And then shoot, yeah, you know, an ambulance ride can be five figures, a hospital stay, maybe your vehicle's totaled, you need a brand new vehicle. You can see it quickly adding up in your mind. Scott and Mark, they've been doing this for over three decades now, fighting for victims of negligence in North Texas. 18-wheeler hits you, commercial vehicle, something like that, can literally turn your life upside down in an instant. Everything's different on the other side. So how are you going to take care of yourself and your family and get back to doing everything you want and need to do? It's by calling the Frankels at 214 or 817-333-3333. Jump online at frankelfirm.com, principal office, Dallas, Texas. All right, welcome back. It's the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. Time to hit the expressway. We go commercial-free to the top. G-Bag today coming up here in a few minutes. We'll get you some L.A. Live, although L.A. is he's out. He's out on starting his holiday vacation just a little early. So send him some love on social. Let him know he's missed. Wish him a happy holidays. Expressway is brought to you by the On Time Experts. Brought us at the breaking Cowboys news of the day. Trayvon Diggs is back. He is going to play. Do you think he's going to start on Sunday?
I think so. Yeah.
So you're starting corners, him, Reddy Stewart, Revel.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And not too bad if you can get some pressure, and it is time to absolutely get some pressure. Holy cow. Okay. Yeah. It is a college football playoff Friday night, though, and everybody's looking forward to OU and Bama tonight for one reason or another. We'll get more on that coming up a little bit later on in the show. Nick Harris, Star Telegram, is going to join us at 6:20. Here's Jacob Ray in the Pimp Cup for Lucius, the G-Bag of the Day.
Yeah, G-Bag of the Day time. We do it every day right here on The Fan at 5:30. Let's get it started with the champ here. This is Fred and Blake. We're talking about the top five things to listen to while getting it on.
Would it be inappropriate to play sports talk while having relations? 877-881-1053.
I like that.
Something to think about.
Because what about...
I will shout you out.
Okay.
We will shout you out.
Quick side top five. What do you think the top five audios that are played while people are intercoursing?
817 texted in, my girlfriend would allow it if it was LA Live.
Wow. Oh, okay.
Your girlfriend would
shout
allow
out to Lucius. So she's basically thinking of Lucius while you're freaky deaking her.
So when he said A, I said she'll allow it. LA Live is still my idea. It's your idea. That doesn't make it better. No, babe. I want to put it on.
I'm trying to find out what G-Bag of the Day is.
Also, LA Live, that's an early time to be getting it on.
Unless you're listening to it on the Odyssey app.
Imagine you're doing it live.
Well, unless you're listening to G-Bag Snacks.
LA Live's going to come on. Take your clothes off.
It comes on at 12:45. Hurry up. We got 5 minutes.
That's crazy. You know, like people's bedroom activities, their kinks are so weird. I think some guys might be into that.
Yeah.
You know, most guys aren't, but some guys are. They're like, oh, yeah, honey. That getting you going? Listening to LA Live? Like that Lucius guy? You know, maybe they're that lifestyle a little bit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
All right, you squares.
LA's a popular guy, though.
He is super popular. Yeah. Fun guy to be around, too.
Who's challenging today, Jacob?
All right, we got a clip here from the Sean and RJ and Bobby show. Bobby was dealing with a root canal and had a little bit of a fever this morning, and he wanted Sean to check his forehead in a very odd way.
What are y'all doing?
I'm trying to – I was wondering if I looked a little flushed. And then sometimes I wonder if the studio's hot or whatever, so I was just curious if my forehead was warm, because there's illness going around, and I've got the root canal that I got coming up, so I want to make sure that's not infection that I'm dealing with. So I just had told Choppy, I was like, hey, could you kiss my forehead, see if I'm warm?
Right, because the lips are the...
And he tried to use the back of his hand, and I said, no, that's not a good temperature. The lips are the way, and he said, I'm not doing that. And I said, oh, okay, just not comfortable with his own sexuality.
It's not you. It's not men. It's not that. I have no problem kissing a man. It's you have a wet forehead.
No, that was because I just I just washed my hands and then I brushed my forehead to see if it was warm.
I don't want to get the pimple.
That's not that's a lesion.
Well, I don't want to get the lesion either, okay?
just come here. Bobby. Would you feel my forehead?
I avoided
feel my forehead. Look.
No, the
get this on
way.
The fan cam. What the hell kind of show are you running there, Sean?
You're fine.
What is going on there?
God. That's a mess.
Yeah.
That show is a mess.
Yeah, kissing the forehead, that's just bizarre.
The whole thing with Choppy and the massage thing, I'm surprised he didn't kiss Bobby. You know, remember he said, oh, you got to have a man. Got to have a man rub on you, you know, and all that. I'm surprised he didn't kiss his forehead.
But I would imagine even a gay man wouldn't want to kiss Bobby's forehead with how greasy and oily that thing
Bobby,
is up there.
Bobby
probably hasn't showered.
Yeah. Bobby's in that scraggly ass beard
with
he has.
His neck beard situation going on.
Dang.
I mean, Choppy is just a mystery and an enigma all in one.
Wrapped in one, they say.
Yeah. But
might get my vote today, though.
Yeah, I can see that winning. Yeah, yeah. I see that being eligible. Jacob, who's next?
This one was sent to me by Wolchuk.
Oh no,
a Philadelphia Flyers announcer during a break. He sent it to break, but they didn't take him off the air, and he asked for an interesting favor, I guess you could say, from one of the ice gals.
Sometimes the Flyers get a sense of urgency when they're playing from behind. Now they're going to take the TV timeout. We'll take it as well. 7 gone in the third. It's 3-2 Buffalo on the Philadelphia Flyers Broadcast Network. While you're down there, would you mind...
I think we're still on the air, Jim.
Oh, geez.
No, we're not, are we?
Oh,
yes,
no.
You are.
Yes, you are.
Yeah, that's the old joke where somebody goes under the table. Maybe it's getting late in the game.
Yeah.
He's starting to break down the broadcast position. I mean, I'll plug your laptop for you. Yeah, while you're down there. That's definitely an older gentleman and an old school joke that might not be appropriate for this time, but the fact that it was on the air, was this recent?
I saw it last night was when it got posted. Jeez. I just saw it on Instagram about 20 minutes ago, too.
Oh, jeez.
You think that's a fireable offense?
You got to be careful, man.
I mean, in this day and age, you might promote a guy for doing something like that, saying something like that.
And that's an FCC violation, at least.
Yes, I would think so. Yeah. We'll see if the world cares about those as much as they used to.
Yeah.
I mean, you used to have people back in the day on radio. You'd say a bad word. They'd be calling into the radio station.
I told you guys I had to sign a document.
Sending in FCC violations.
CBS National, CBS New York.
Yeah.
I had to sign a document to say that I wouldn't cuss on the air anymore.
It was unbelievable that day you were talking about me. Still can't believe it. Didn't you say bleep Dawson? Isn't that what got you in trouble?
Yeah. I thought I said Paul Dawson. I said Gavin Dawson is what I meant.
It was a TCU linebacker, Paul Dawson,
Dawson, yeah. We were at the Mudbug Bash.
Yeah.
It was me, KT, and Jeff, and we were doing the pre-radio. We were doing a little draft stuff. Like, we were like our college show, but we were doing draft. And KT asked me about a TCU linebacker. I said, F Paul Dawson. That thing went out on the air. And thank you for, texting. Like, you guys are live.
Yeah, I was driving in.
Yeah, everybody was driving in. Everybody was like, our phones were blowing up. And I told Jeff and KT, I said, listen, I'm the part-time guy. If they fire me, you guys didn't say anything. It was me that said it. So, but Spittle goes. He came in and he had that document from CBS New York, and he's kind of trying to kind of hem-haw around about it. And I say, hey boss, is there a document I have to sign? Because I could see CBS, and he was trying to kind of, well, Brian, you know, just give me a pen. You know?
Yeah.
I just signed it and handed it back.
It's been a long history. I mean, that was 10, 12 years ago, wasn't it? That was one of the first time you guys were doing the draft show together with Jeff and KT.
Yeah.
When I started board hopping, I had to do the Mariners for 6 months, an entire season before they would put me on a live show. Here it's like, you want to do radio? Do you have an experience? No. Okay, you're running the board tomorrow afternoon for a live show.
Yeah.
And it can be intimidating. Jacob, what was your experience like in that regard?
Yeah, my first night was actually with Kevin. It was on New Year's Eve.
Oh, and, good for you.
Yeah, and I think I got on the board for maybe two segments, but I mean, it was all over the place, man. We had people calling in hammered and talking about what they were going to do for New Year's Eve, and we ended the show at 10 p.m., not 11 p.m.
Okay.
So that everybody could get on their way, but
It's kind of like, I mean, have you ever run a board, Brian?
No, never have. I mean,
it's kind of like playing a brand new video game. Yeah. Like,
I don't know how
all these buttons do.
Seriously, there's, if we switch spots right now, no way in hell. There's no way in hell. There would be all kinds of buzzers going off. We're off the air. All kinds of stuff would be happening right now.
Oh, yeah. Full on chaos.
Could you go in there right now and do it?
I could get it figured out.
Did you guys ever hear the bet me and Chief made about the chicken tender eating contest?
No.
Oh, that he'd have to come run the board.
Yeah,
for
he was
you?
On KNC, and if I beat him, he had to come in and run the board, and I would get to take his spot for
Did
an
you
hour.
Beat him?
No, God no.
Chief can eat.
Yeah.
You got to see him at a Cowboys game.
I think he beat me and Peyton combined.
I'll tell you this: Chief will eat 2-3 plates full of food pregame, and then he'll go and wait at halftime and wait for the Brad Sham booth to open up. Where they got the chicken tenders and the sushi and all that.
Yeah.
He's standing outside kind of waiting for people to kind of clear out. Then he goes in for the kill.
Yeah, he's the cleanup guy.
He can eat now. It's impressive.
He is a machine. Any other nominees, Jacob?
Yeah, let's – do you guys want to hear a Giants fan saying their curse, or do you want to hear another Fred and Blake clip?
Let's go with the Giants fan.
Giants fan. All right. This was from the Broncos game that they lost in the fourth quarter, but Wolchuk did confirm to me this hadn't graced the air yet, so here we go.
To the locker room with 5 minutes and 14 seconds to play in the game to take a what the happened during that what kind of insanity happened on that field? Then I come out and watch the fest of insanity that occurred over the last 60 seconds, and now I am convinced that evil forces are working against us. That is the only explanation for how we can lose this game.
Oh. Yeah.
Nothing you did good during that game matters. Nothing. For 55 minutes, you sucked up the joint so bad that you look like Pop Warner's sack. In blue helmets.
Pop Warner's ball sack and blue helmets. That's a strong line. That's going to earn my vote here. It's a three-man skeleton crew as we have a Holiday Friday show going on. It's the G-Bag Nation. I'm voting for the Giants fan who had to take a break there, and they lost the game while he was sitting on the John there. Jacob, who are you voting for?
I'm right there with you. I spent so much time editing that it's got to be the winner.
Brian?
All right, I'll just throw a vote to Bobby and them because they need our love. So I'm voting for Bobby there. So it's, 2-1?
Yeah.
On the final there? Okay.
2-1. If you ever miss the G-Bag of the Day champ, you can always tune in every day at 2:20 as usually Lucius replays that champ for you right before we get to Wolchuk's top 10 at 2:20. And speaking of Lucius, it's time now for a Friday night edition of LA Live.
Well, all right, you squares. It's time to smoke. Fire up this funk and let's have a toke. Make it dance with some of everything.
Chad, welcome into this Friday night edition of LA Live, December 19th.
Yeah, can we say hello to all the people having relations right now?
Yes. Sorry to disappoint you.
Sorry to disappoint you. No LA. So if you're please keep it on the station. We can use your support.
I got some LA Live themed content, I think. We'll see how long
this
goes.
It's tough to do, isn't it?
Yeah, he's got his own thing going on.
He's got a really good thing going.
And salute to him for that. But I think I've done a pretty good job today, at least collecting some stories that he may have decided to go with.
Okay, Florida man.
Okay, yeah, we'll get maybe some Florida man in here. I'm definitely going to get you Georgia kid here in just
Georgia
a few minutes.
Kid's
you see
a good
Georgia
one.
Kid?
Georgia kid's a good one.
I mean, it's been a great week for viral sports content on TV. And I imagine we'll get some more tonight one way or another as this Anthony Joshua versus Jake Paul matchup.
Crazy.
You heard the guy, what you drinking, what you thinking. He said he was a 10-year boxer and, you know, Jake Paul is kind of a joke. I just hope it's not on the take at all. And the reason I bring that up is Gervonta Davis, who was supposed to be the matchup, he says the Paul camp was attempting to script the fight, and he didn't want to go along with it. That's one of the reasons. Mm. But it's a messy spot because there's already litigation and a civil suit involved filed by Paul. and the DV case that Davis is facing from an incident with his ex-girlfriend. So it's messy. It's hard to tell exactly who is telling the truth there, but you can't rule it out, can you? That,
no.
That Jake Paul has got such deep pockets, even in a real sanctioned fight, he would break the law and try to fix it in some way to enrich himself.
Okay, like all the problems, like people actually gambling on this fight? Is
yes.
Is that why there's such... That's the fixing a fight is not good. Fixing
no.
anything, not great.
But it happens.
But it happens.
Yeah.
Man, I'll tell you what, that would be... Because I kind of had respect for him for coming and kind of pushing boxing in a way
yeah.
that people were kind of noticing. Like, initially, like, he was getting people to talk about it. You know, the more he fought, the more you're like, okay, he's actually doing something for the sport.
Yeah.
But if he's trying to kind of fix things, man, I lost a lot of respect.
Social
that.
Media stunt. I think this is all this could be. But with this fight against Anthony Joshua, who is just 36 years
he's
old.
He's a massive dude.
Outweighs him by 30 pounds. He's 4 inches taller, has a 6-inch larger reach, and he's one of the most powerful punchers that you've seen in boxing over the last decade or so. Majority of the money is coming in on Paul, though, because as a 7-1 underdog, it's just not financially beneficial or prudent. Yeah. So Joshua is minus 1200, which means you got to lay $1,200 to even make 100.
Yeah.
So if you bet 120, you would only make $10 off him. And because of that, the overwhelming majority of that cash is coming in on Jake Paul. So that fight on Netflix tonight, hopefully late after the football game.
Yeah.
Because I'm not coming off that football game to watch this disaster.
No, not at all.
I'll wait for the sort of highlights and the reaction to it stuff.
We figured out how to watch that YouTube stuff where you can kind of get the cliff notes.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's nothing wrong with that.
And then, I mean, the great thing with Netflix fights is you can go watch it on your time.
On your time. You can go back, yeah.
Once it's live, you can jump in there at any time. That's what I did with the big fight a couple of months ago. Okay, Christmas movie news here in L.A. Live. The Home Alone house. The original house, you know, that big, beautiful house that's in the movie? You can picture the one?
Yeah.
So it's in Chicago. It's a 9,000-square-foot house sold for $5.5 million. The buyer is going to restore it to the classic look that it had in the movie there in the 90s and maybe make a tourist destination out of it.
Yeah, good for you. Got $9 million to do that? Good for you.
Yeah. I mean, it's going to be a tremendous financial undertaking.
Can you make the money back on that, you think? Okay.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
So what's this going to be? Is this going to be now, so you say you bought it for $5?
Yeah.
So this is going to be probably put another $1.5 million back in it?
I would suppose so.
Is this going to be a
redecoration, at least a couple hundred grand.
So this could be maybe, yeah, okay. So say $6 million house. Can you recoup the money just touring through it?
I don't know. I don't know what that kind of market is like. Like, are people really going to go in mass spending a bunch of money?
That's what I'm saying.
I bet you would get like 50 people a year. This has got to be a passion project for a rich person.
I'll tell you what, man. I've always impressed the number of people that show up while we're doing podcasts over there at the Star.
Yeah.
That walk by that window every day when we're talking.
Yes.
And you're just kind of like, this is going to end sometime, isn't it?
I would think so.
It just hasn't.
But the Dallas Cowboys are like a modern soap opera that continues across sport. This is a movie that I always thought was kind of overrated.
It might be a situation where you get the people that are like my age. How old were you when that movie came out? Were you like a young kid?
I don't know. I assume it came out in about 95, 98, something like that. I was around 20.
Okay, that's what I'm saying. I was a little bit older, and
Yeah.
I didn't watch the movie originally. And I don't think I would go and see it. If you told me you could go around and see all of Ferris Bueller's things and stuff like that,
Might be a fun trip.
I would do that. I liked Ferris Bueller's. That's another Chicago setting there.
But I don't know. I guess I've never liked the movie genre of the silly cops who are just doing such stupid stuff. They're getting foiled.
Yeah.
You know, I need a little bit more realistic than criminals being dumb. It is in Chicago. It's a 9,000 square foot home, and they're going to get it redecorated. So I guess if you are a Home Alone super fan, you got a bucket list trip at least to have in mind. Yeah, Georgia kid refusing to sing Rocky Top.
I saw that
at his school's Christmas music show. This might be the best viral clip of the holiday season. Apparently, this is a Georgia family inside Tennessee.
Uh-huh.
And all the other kids are singing Rocky Top, but you have this kid, I don't know, maybe 9 or 10 years old in the background, just staring into the camera, shaking his head.
Got the arms crossed kind of deals,
Yeah. And it looks like he might be looking at his parents.
Yeah, like I'm not singing.
Yeah.
Like, dad's looking at him like, don't you dare do this. You know, don't you dare sing.
Yeah, this would be like the eyes of Texas or whatever being at a school recital. I don't think that's appropriate. There's other universities around here.
I remember there was a really cool picture. And if I was this guy, I don't know if it was AI generated. You know me, yesterday I did something like, hey Dawson, check out this dog jumping out of an airplane with a parachute. And you're like, bro, that's AI. And I'm like, oh, okay. So, but I don't know if it was AI. There's a picture of a guy, University of Texas fan, at Kyle Field when they're singing the Aggie War Hymn in the fourth. He's sitting in the middle as they're all swaying. He's a Texas fan. He's got his arms crossed. But he's like in the middle of the A&M section by himself. You know, kind of a defiant moment with arms crossed, looking straight ahead. But that's kind of that moment that if I was that guy, I'd love to have that picture of me just standing there while you're doing your whole thing, and then you walk out of there with a victory the way they did. So, there's some cool shots that way.
I just love the passion of college football. You know, I think
it's amazing. I would much rather go to a college game than I would a pro game.
Yeah,
I mean, I was talking with Jane Slater about this because she's a Texas alum. Bennett being a Texas alum, she's got some hooks. So we're going to show up in Baton Rouge for that Texas LSU game, November 14th. And I can't wait to go to that and see that whole scene again.
There's just so much more community at a college game than an NFL game.
Yeah, the tailgating NFL games are cool. College, it's on a different level. It seems like... Pro game, you might go there for the day. College, you might make that a 2-day, 3-day tailgate party.
Yeah.
You know, if you got a really nice bus and you're kind of hanging out in the parking lot, it makes it all worth the while.
Yes. The retired college football fan who's got the money to jump in the RV and cruise around the conference footprint.
I have buddies down there in Baton Rouge that they buy a space, and when they know their space, they take the bus and park it there the whole year. They just leave the bus in its spot, ready to go, and they just bring the supplies in for it for the game experience. But they just never move it. They just leave it right there with the tag on it, and here we go. And it was right outside the practice field at LSU where these RVs used to park. And every Wednesday they'd come stacking in there. God, that was fun.
That's the good life right there.
Absolutely.
You got to go find a way to stake up right next to those one of those big smokers. You got to find the one with the trailer, you know?
Yeah, it's super. I'll tell you what, I went to the Alabama-Auburn game one time. The people, the Alabama fans, because when Alabama beat Auburn in the Iron Bowl, we got to go to the Sugar Bowl. And so the people from Alabama were so happy for us to get to go to the Sugar Bowl, like plates of food, all the beer we can drink, you know, like, come, these are LSU friends, you know, and you're like, you don't know any of these people, but they're so happy for you. But that's kind of what football fans, I know in Baton Rouge, you know, I make fun of the BYU fans, they're the friendliest ones. LSU fans will hand you a plate of food and stuff like that. You know, here, have a bowl of jambalaya. Here's a Dixie beer, you know.
Yes, please.
Yes, please, you know. Absolutely.
Yeah. Do they do the mostly Cajun-style food at their tailgates?
Yeah, it's a little bit of a
fried gators or smoked gators.
Smoked gator, but you'll get a lot of, like you'll get a lot of things that they have these huge pots that they can make massive amounts. You might start off with the first course of jambalaya while something else is cooking, you know. So, yeah, springtime baseball, you have crawfish boils out there. I mean, there's a lot of things that these teams do. I'll tell you what's really nice. We played a game in North Carolina at the University of North Carolina, and their fans were super nice to us. This one guy, he's got this baby blue, sky blue Cadillac. And he's like, he looked at me, and we're standing there, and he goes, "Well, you guys kicked our ass today, so here, have a beer." And I'm like, "Oh, thanks, sir." And we just sat there and talked about the game because I was just a deep snapper. Got, you know, took a shower, got dressed, boom, got, didn't have to worry about anything. I just went out, me and a couple guys went out in the parking lot, and that's where we always, like, on the way home, we would just get a couple beers and some, like, food. Somebody would always give us food. And we had a blast just talking to the fans of the other team.
It just seems more civil. You know, now you're going to run into idiots at college football games.
Yeah,
but
you don't want to fight anybody, you know?
At NFL games, it's almost like a contest of, like,
there you fight people in that thing.
Let's get drunk and walk around and trash talk people. And
if you beat me in a game, if you're a college team and you're Texas and you win that game, tip of the cap to you, you know. I expect the same hospitality the other way. There's some fans, though, that don't do that. And we see those people on those clips where they're fighting each other in the stands.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be that way. It really doesn't have to be that way.
You see that Dolphins fan the other day, the gal who fell down like three stairs on the bleachers?
Yeah.
Oh, that looked painful and embarrassing.
Yeah.
She'll never live that down.
Never.
Okay, here's an LA lifestyle question for you, gentlemen. How much is too much older? You know, in a dating type of,
like,
situation.
Me being 62 and her being 24, 25?
Or the other way.
Oh, so the lady is 62 and
and you're 42.
I think.
Or you're 62 and she's 82.
I saw a lady the other day. She was asked this question. This lady is obviously very wealthy.
Yeah.
And the question was posed to her, what's the youngest you've ever dated? And she said 21.
Okay.
And she was probably my age, maybe a little older. And she says, "I call him my battery pack."
Okay.
Because she goes, "When I'm with him, I get energized."
Ooh.
And then I don't. And when he starts talking about loving me and relations and all that, I send him away.
Wow. Okay.
But she described him as her battery pack.
You know, I know some guys, and I was buddies with this dude named John, and, like, his category on the adult websites was the grandmas. Like, it was his thing. Like, so some people, like, that is, I guess, their kink, and maybe that's the case with Eagles defensive back Cooper DeJean.
Oh, dating, he's going older.
Dating 42-year-old WWE Hall of Famer Nikki Bella. I don't know if this is confirmed, but the story I read, like, there is plenty of breadcrumbs here and lots of pictures of social media and them hanging out at the same events and taking pictures together. You know, as a kid, I would have thought, why would it ever in your wildest dreams date a 42-year-old if you're 22?
Right.
But I guess if she's famous, she's been on TV, been looking up to her your entire life, that's a little bit different. That's 20 years of difference.
She's probably an athlete.
Yeah, you know, she's an athlete. She's keeping herself in shape.
Yeah, yeah.
There's some celebrity attached to that.
Probably past the whole thing of being, like, having to go out and, you know, want to be on the town all the time thing.
There you go.
Like,
that
maybe, like, hey, I'm going to go to dinner. We're going to go to dinner. We can go hang out. We can watch some sports, whatever you want to do.
I'm going to do my steroids.
Yeah, I'm going to be, or I'm on the road. I'll be gone for the next 3 weeks, you know, and he probably has got some peace and quiet that way. He's not having to be with her every single day.
You know, women like that about older guys is they're just not as wild and crazy as the young boys that they think are immature. Maybe that applies to Cooper DeJean as well.
Yeah, I think Cooper DeJean's probably found him a gal that he could kind of go through life just kind of living at half speed. You know?
Now, Jacob, you appear to be under 30 years old. Am I correct on that?
You are correct on that, yeah.
Okay.
I'm 22.
You're 22?
22.
So this is you're 22 years old. Just got out of college, right to radio. Congratulations. Where you go to college?
I went to Texas Tech.
Reckon.
Wow. Well, good luck to you this weekend. How are you feeling about the matchup?
Well, we don't play this weekend. I mean, I'm seeing that Oregon's getting Evan Stewart back.
Yeah.
A little worried about the Corey and Moore coming back.
He can play a little bit at Evan Stewart, yeah.
Yeah, he was a freak at A&M, so... Yeah. I don't know. I want to get our get back. I was at the game when they came to Lubbock, and Tyler Shuck blew the game in about 3 minutes. So I want my get back there.
Yeah. Now, how would you feel about a 42-year-old girlfriend if she was famous? Nikki Bella. Are you dating Nikki Bella?
Is she
get that
kids?
Opportunity? I don't know.
She have kids.
I mean, that's huge right there. You don't want to sign up for.
I mean, imagine like she's got like a 13-year-old kid, right? And I'm 9 years older than the kid. That's a tall task.
So if she didn't have kids, you'd date her for a while.
I probably would. Yeah, I'd kick the tires. She do, like does, a little Jalen Green action.
She does have a son, and he is 5 years old.
Okay, that's not too bad.
A little bit more in range there. But, yeah, the kids are a major complicating factor. If you're young and you're dating, you want to go out there and have fun, travel the world, you know, be out late. You don't want to be hearing about babysitters and we got to get home. And now you're the babysitter.
Yeah.
You're the freaking babysitter instead of playing video games with your guys.
Can you guys ask Blake this question when he walks in here for Crosstalk?
Absolutely.
I don't think Blake has a meter.
It's been a hot topic. With kids.
I would say Blake. I don't think Blake has a date age.
I don't think
meter.
So either.
I don't think so either. He does. If he can find somebody that can take care of him,
yeah,
like pay all his bills.
Oh, yeah.
I think he'd be totally in on that.
Yeah, he was showing us this picture of an Instagram model at the gym or whatever, and it appeared she was had to be at least 10 years older than him.
Yeah, Blake's got some riz to him.
Yeah. All righty. It's the G-Bag Nation here on 105 through the Fan. We got Nick Harris, Star Telegram, live from AT&T coming up at 6:20. We'll talk to him about the college football playoffs, the high school championship games, and, of course, the Dallas Cowboys that he is on the beat for. That's coming up at 6:20. We got a college football super segment and all the storylines ahead of the opening weekend of the playoffs, plus what Arch has done to try to put the Longhorns back in the mix next season. That's coming up next year. It's the G-Bag Nation on 105 through the Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.